Thank you, choir. That was really lovely. Our second reading is a bit more modern. It is from the book A House for Hope by Rebecca Parker and John Burens. And this reading by Rebecca Parker is called This Holy Ground. This earth, and no other, is a garden of beauty, a place of life. Neglecting it for some other imagined better place that will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It will make Earth a wasteland. There is no land promised to any of us other than the land that is already given, the world already here. We must begin by affirming that we are standing on holy ground. If we can recognize this, we can shift from hope for what could be, for a better world to come, to hope that what is good will be treated with justice and love, and that what has been harmed will be repaired. This is a different kind of hope. It could be called responsive hope, hope grounded in respect for what is here and now. There are a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground, Rumi wrote. We can begin with appreciative and compassionate attention to this world rather than imagining an ideal and better world. Our first prayer can be one of thanks. Instead of striving to get somewhere else, our goal can be to fully arrive here and greet each day of life with gratitude, expressing hospitality for the mysterious goodness that is new every morning, and engaging in compassionate care for the present realities of suffering, injury, and injustice that call for our active response. Western culture's eyes have followed Adam and Eve, clinging to each other, cowering and half-naked, turning their backs to the gates of paradise and wandering into an exiled existence. Those of us shaped by this culture can sometimes feel as lost as they and long to be readmitted to a life that was promised somehow, somewhere, by someone or something. But what if it is we who have walked away in our mad dash to get somewhere? What if it is we who have separated from each other, from the garden and from God calling our name in the cool of the day? The problem for a Western culture is that we have become disoriented and think that we are outside the garden when we are not. We are treating life here and now as if it were a barren wasteland. But we have profoundly misjudged our location. It is possible to reorient our imagination, to see that the garden is neither closed nor lost, but open and present. With Moses, we can see the world lit up from within by the fire of God's Spirit and hear a voice calling out to us, "Take off your shoes, for where you are standing is holy ground." So ends our reading.